Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing in our study on biblical child training. Today I want to continue talking about common errors in child discipline that lead to parental frustration and poor results in child training. The first area that I want to address has to do with parents that try to control the behavior of their children with harsh words or screaming. This is a common temptation for parents who perhaps are frustrated with their children's behavior, frustrated that they're not behaving in the manner that they desire, whether it be in public or privately in the home. And many parents resort to using harsh words or screaming as a way of trying to curb the wrong activities, wrong choices, wrong behaviors of their child. This is not God's way of doing things. We know that the scripture tells us that we need to speak the truth in love. Sometimes you have to tell your child the truth. They're not behaving properly. What they're doing is wrong. What they're doing is hurtful to others. But the scripture always tells us that we are to minister grace to the hearers. That's how our words are to be. When we're talking to other people, we're ministering grace to the hearers, and that we're speaking the truth, but doing it in love rather than in anger or with harshness. This applies most appropriately with our verbal communications and interactions and exchanges with our children. You will quickly find out that harsh words and screaming never result in the type of results you're looking for with your children. Harsh words and screaming, they may quiet your child for a moment because of their fear of your wrath, and yet the long-term result is you will distance yourself from your child, your relationship will be severely impacted in a negative sense. You will engender the same type of behavior from them, meaning that if you're a person that tends to scream, you will soon find out that you're training your child that it's all right to scream when they don't like something. If you use harsh words with your child, you'll be training them that it is okay to use harsh words with others who don't do what they'd like them to do. So the end result of using this type of method in attempting to control the behavior of your children will always have a poor result. It will not end in the result that you're truly looking for, which is a well-behaved child, a child who's willing to be obedient, a child who will be respectful of your authority. Screaming in harsh words will only engender an attitude of disrespect for your authority, because it's obvious to the child, no matter how young they are, that you are out of control at that point. It's vital in child training that we deal with incidences and misbehavior that will always come up in your children, because the scripture tells us that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from them. And the idea here is that a child is not wise. When they're a child, they are foolish, and that's the opposite of wisdom. So their choices will be foolish. Their behavior sometimes will be foolish. Their choices will be foolish. They won't be doing what is wisdom or what would be a wise thing to do. And our responsibility as a parent is to train them that that is not the right behavior. That's not the correct response. That's not the way to talk to another person. But by screaming in harsh words, instead of causing your child to be restrained from wrong behavior, you're going to be training them in a wrong behavior. And that is harsh words and screaming. And certainly you don't want to have a child that runs around screaming every time they don't get their way. So be wise and avoid this common error in child discipline or child training, and restrain yourself as a parent from using harsh words, regardless of how frustrating perhaps their behavior is. Make the decision that with a very matter-of-fact tone of voice, you will commit yourself to training your child in the way that they should go. The second common error that I have observed among parents is there is often a disunity between parents about methods of discipline. Oftentimes you'll observe that one parent's more strict than another, or that one parent is perhaps very easygoing. They don't see the need to give the child a discipline, or they just think the child should be talked to rather than spanked, or talked to rather than sent to their room, or just talked to rather than having a privilege taken away. And this will create a definite problem in the family structure. It'll cause a definite problem with your children receiving discipline. Parents need to come to a place where they will commit to be unified in their method of discipline. And that if they are in disagreement about one parent is in disagreement with the other one about how to deal with a specific incident, and perhaps the one parent's already made a decision and done a certain thing, the other parent needs to restrain themselves from making any commentary on it, wait till a private moment, bring the subject up. Can we talk about what your consequence that you gave to Sally about taking her brother's lunch, and discuss it without emotion and come to a point where they can agree together about the situation. And perhaps if you're the one that tends to be a little stricter, if you will have an open heart, listen to your spouse and come to the point where maybe you'll agree to lessen the punishment or the consequence, then it needs to be you, the one who that originally gave the consequence, to go back to Sally and say, "Sally, I've thought it over. I've decided you only have to be in your room for 1 hour instead of the rest of the night," or whatever it is that you've come to agreement upon. But don't ever let it be apparent to the children that there's open disunity between you spouses about how discipline should be handled. And so I want to encourage you, be committed as a couple, that even if one has a stronger opinion about discipline than the other, that you will always present a united front to the children. Otherwise, you'll soon find out that the child, no matter how young they are, will begin to play the one parent against the other, will begin to run to the one parent who seems to be less strict and always trying to get them to change the opinion of the more strict parent. So make a decision. We're going to present a unified front. Even if we disagree slightly about what should be done, we are going to be unified together. And if you make a decision, I'll back you up. If I make a decision, I want you to back me up, and not to react in front of the children if there's disagreement. This will help you in the long term in maintaining a proper respect for authority in the home. Otherwise, the child will try to get between the parents on the issue of child discipline. Another area that's a common error and will definitely result in problems in the home is if the rules of conduct in the home are not clear. If you have not made the rules clear of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in your home, and you just, by the seat of your pants, come up with things, you will frustrate your children tremendously. It is not fair to the child to not have the rules be very clear in your home. And don't change the rules on them. You need to make a decision as a husband and wife what the family rules will be, and hold to those rules and be firm about it, and make sure they're very clear, and the consequences that will result from disobedience to the rules, what those are, so the children know where they stand and that you are solid on those and you're consistent. This will help a lot in your home in keeping order in your home and keeping the respect for authority present rather than the children trying to usurp authority by using the rules against you because you changed it last. Well, that's not fair. You said this last week. You need to be consistent and your rules need to be clear. Sometimes you have to write the rules out, have a family meeting. These are the rules of our home. We don't hit one another. We don't take things from one another. We pick up after ourselves and whatever the rules you decide upon for your home and present them and everyone look at them, read them, and sign them, whatever needs to be done so that the rules are very clear and the consequences for disobedience are very clear. Without that, chaos can reign and there can be lots of difficulty in the home maintaining the order that you desire to have. So that's an important issue that you need to be aware of. And the last one that I'll just comment on very briefly is simply this. A common error that parents make is disciplining their children when they are angry. The scripture says in James 1:20, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And the anger or wrath of a parent who is emotionally upset over the behavior of their child does not produce righteous discipline or correction or training of the child. It is better for you to tell the child to go to their room and you'll discuss it in 10 or 20 minutes and allow yourself to go to prayer and ask the Lord to give you wisdom and to remove that anger from your heart and be able to see the situation clearly without the emotion of anger ruling or directing you. You don't want to crush your child's spirit. You want to correct them so they can be trained up in the way that they should go. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. If you'd like further study on this subject, just write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries. And for a $30 or more donation, we will send you our 10-tape series called Christian Parenting. Just ask for that when you write. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.